the MSG has really been heavily bogged down into this debate over the independence movement in West Papua, and it's become this proxy theater of discussion between Indonesia and the and other Pacific countries, and it's really drowning out any other issues the group would regularly debate and form consensus on. Meanwhile, the state of the Secretariat is in disarray. Last year, the head of the Secretariat, Peter Farrell, resigned, citing that there was just not enough political support and not enough resources for the Secretariat to keep functioning. So there needs to be a lot more buy-in from the Melanesian states into the MSG, and there needs to be a movement away from just letting it get bogged down by this West Papua issue, which is critically important, but it's not the only issue that Melanesian countries need to tackle.
And what are some of those other issues that are kind of being forgotten about at the moment?
Well, there are all sorts of areas of regional integration that need to be addressed by these Melanesian countries. Fiji and Papua New Guinea are still embroiled in a trade dispute that really needs to be resolved through some international mediary forum. And, you know, just getting basics of regionalism right, engaging more on customs, immigration, quarantine, all these elements that can help them work together and form a more cohesive trading bloc and economic unit would be very beneficial.
That also brings me, I guess, to the issue of PACER Plus as well, because I know last year we saw both PNG and Fiji indicating that they were possibly going to pull out of that. Where are things at with that? Are we expecting to see any resolution for that in 2017?
Well, PACER's been going on for... the negotiations for PACER have been going on for a very long time now, and as you say, the two biggest parties in the Pacific region have stated that they no longer want a part of the negotiations. I know New Zealand and Australia are eager for that not to happen, and you know, after the election in PNG, we might have a change of opinion from the Papua New Guinean government. But given how long it's taken to get us to this point, and given how bogged down the debate has been, negotiations have been over the last 2 years, I'm not at all confident we will see an outcome anytime soon.
Not good news there. And you mentioned there just Australia and New Zealand. Of course, they are the big brothers for the Pacific region. What can we expect for relationships between those two countries and the rest of the Pacific? We have heard a lot in the last few years that it is a changing one, less about donor and more about more being, I guess, equals. Is this year really going to be one where we see any changes in the relationships?
That's right. We have heard a lot of rhetoric from both governments about how they want to change the relationship away from, as you say, a big brother one to one of partnership, one of beyond aid to you know, trade, private sector, people-to-people relationship. And 2017 could be a big year in that space. Both governments have, both the Australian and New Zealand governments have committed to releasing new holistic Pacific strategies that could really guide and provide consistency and predictability of the way these countries engage with the region over the long term. In Australia, at least, we do tend to have a relatively bipartisan approach to the region, but we do have a patchy degree of political engagement in the region. So hopefully having this strategy that has been bought into at the political level will provide some sort of long-term stability that the Pacific Island countries have been demanding from Australia and New Zealand for a very long time.